The Light 103.9. It's Melissa Wade in the water, hanging out with the ladies of Immeasurable.
Hello.
How you doing?
We are good. How are you?
Good. So I have what? Victoria.
Yes.
Yana and Ronnie.
Yes.
You gotta go, Melissa. Good.
Now, where are you from?
Originally, Immeasurable is from Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
But me, Victoria, I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh. And Yana, I'm originally from here, North Carolina. I'm glad to be home.
And me, Ronnie, I'm from Washington, D.C.
Yeah. All right. But you all reside
in Atlanta.
We reside in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
But we came together in Baltimore. That's so
fantastic.
Weird.
So how'd you all come together? What's that story?
Well, I was in a previous group that our manager had managed at the time. That group didn't work out, so I was the last member. We met Yana through a guy group that our manager was managing at the time. Mm-hmm. One of the guys told her about, you know, told him about this girl that could sing and she could really blow. So, you know, she came down to Baltimore from North Carolina, traveled back and forth after she got into the group and was accepted because, you know, her bottom note is a bomb. And then we met Victoria through a promoter in Baltimore that puts on a lot of talent shows. She was the missing piece to the puzzle. We've been Immeasurable now for 11 years. Yes.
Yes.
11 years.
Now, I'm sitting here looking at you, okay?
We look like we're 11. We know.
Wow. I mean, the mohawk, the spiky mohawk, the colorful hair.
Yeah.
I mean, does people call you like the TLC?
Oh, my goodness.
All the
but,
time.
Well, let's tell the people really quick, because our hair represents something.
Mm-hmm.
I wear my hair in the rainbow. In the world, the rainbow is a symbol for homosexuality. But the Bible tells us in Genesis 9:13 that God gave us the rainbow as a promise. He would never flood the world using water ever again. So my rainbow represents the promise, and I let people know that it is a promise and not a lifestyle.
Yes, and I wear my hair in the mohawk because in ancient times, the Indians wore their hair in the mohawk hairstyle to scare off the enemy. So I represent the Joshua generation being bold for Christ because the Bible says that we fight not against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities and powers of the darkness. So I'm just a warrior for the King.
Woo!
And this is Yana, ponytails, North Carolina girl. I wear my hair in a ponytail because it symbolizes how we as the body of Christ should come to God and how we should read his word, and that's like a child. And when you accept the word of God like a child, we're able to love God and trust God more. The more you do that, the more God is able to manifest himself faithfully each and every day of our lives.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
So that's what makes us a little tiny different from TLC.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Well,
that's
a lot.
It's a lot of different.
A lot of different. So tell us, who is Immeasurable?
Young, fun,
preacher kids.
Girl that just love God and that, you know, want to serve his people.
Yeah,
we really have
a heart for people. We're a street ministry. We go out and we minister out on the street
to everybody.
So we're just Immeasurable in a nutshell. We love to have fun, but we really, really love people. We love, love, love being around people.
So, you know, you said you're out the box. Do you find that maybe the gospel industry finds it a little tough accepting you? Do you find that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. You know, people criticize and like, well, not really. Yeah, criticize and judge what they don't understand.
Right.
But when people get a chance to see our ministry on stage and when they have, like, conversations with us, then they're able to get. But, you know, looking at us and, you know, us coming in, we get shunned. People say, you know, we're not of God. And all that, you know, until they hear us and really see what we're about.
And once we explain what it represents, then they are
they're
so
on board.
Right. So y'all got me with the hair.
They feel really bad after that.
They're like,
I judge you guys.
Yeah.
But it says, you know, don't judge a book by its cover because you never know the story and the content of what that book stands for.
Yeah. Never, ever know. So being different, being out of the box, what do you girls want to bring to the gospel industry, to the ministry in general?
We want to be that gap between the saved and the unsaved. That's all that we want to do. We really want to introduce people to Christ and show people that in Christ, you don't have to be the same. You know, God requires us to change. That's the single that we have out is entitled Change Me.
Right.
You know, a lot of times we point the finger at other people for why our lives is the way that it is. But at the end of the day, we all have to stand before God and hold accountability for ourselves. So the only thing that God wants us to do is just build a relationship with him so that our lives can be a reflection of who he is, and everything that's in us that's not right, if we come to God, it will change.
And we also want to show people that we may be young, but we're not just for the young generation. A lot of times people automatically connect, and when they look at us, they say, oh, well, you guys are really for the new youth. No, we are youthful, but we are for God's people.
Yeah.
We're able to go in any atmosphere and be able to relate to whatever atmosphere. We've been in churches that that are traditional. And when I say traditional, the type where you better not put nothing on that altar table right
don't
there.
Because
I've done it and I've got in trouble a couple times. But I know now, knowledge is power. So yes, I've learned now. But you know, we like to break tradition and show people that you got to be able just to know and play to whatever crowd you're in. A lot of artists today, they'll go in and they just have this one mindset. Right. But when you're in Christ, Christ calls you to be able to
relate.
Yeah, and be able to fish, you know, every kind of fish that you go and you're looking for, you have to get with the according to the type of bait that you're trying to fish for. So absolutely. We may go in and sing tradition. We may go in and sing contemporary. We go in and sing hymns and we're able
and
to
we got
be
that quartet
immeasurable,
too.
You know?
Oh, yeah. We got quartet.
Okay, you were talking about the single, Change Me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the CD, the project, and what you got going on.
Okay. Well, the single that's out is entitled Change Me. It was a phenomenal song. We were at a point in our lives where, like I said in the beginning, like we were just blaming everybody for everything. We were in a place where we were broken, and God really had to make us examine ourselves and be like, look, if you guys hold fast to my word, be obedient to what I say, your blessings and your changes will come out of your obedience to me. So the CD is entitled Immeasurable From the Inside Out. It's going to take people on a journey of just self-reflection. You know, the world is forever revolving and we're keeping up with the times, but God is forever the same. He requires obedience, and we believe as pastors' kids growing up, our parents instilled in us that holiness is still right. So we touch on subjects that, you know, people don't are maybe are taboo in church. We touch on those subjects within our music because we want to bring about deliverance so that people can live that holy lifestyle that Christ wants us to live.
So when can we expect it to hit stores?
Sometime in July.
Yes.
That's the date we're looking for. Yep, July.
All right.
So we're really excited about
yes.
that.
And when we get the exact date, you guys will be the first one to know.
Yes, sounds yes. good.
All right, give us information. How can we keep in touch with you, find out where you're going and all that good stuff, Facebook,
yeah.
internet, all that stuff?
Well, you can go to our website, immeasurablesings.com. That's a great place where you can find out a lot about us. Mm-hmm. You can contact our booking agency by 1-800-490-0205. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Everything is immeasurable, the number 3.
Yes.
If you look it up, you'll see the crazy hair and all that.
Yeah, that's us.
All right. No, I cannot let you leave without singing a little bit. Now, if you could sing or sing who you are or what you represent, what would it sound like?
Whoa, 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 I may not win a Grammy. Whoa, I may not play on MTV, no.
But as long as
I got you, Jesus. Yeah.
It's all right.
It don't really mean that much to me. Oh, I may not hit the big time. I may not get my story told. But what would it profit me to gain the whole world
and lose?
And to lose my soul.
Woo! Immeasurable. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us.